Welcome to the Cathedral Church of the Holy Trinity and St. Peter, St. Paul and St. Swithin in Winchester. This is an acoustic fingerprint guide narrated by Judy Parkin and Edward Kelsey and produced by Dog Rose Sound of Ludlow. The tour you're about to begin will take you on a pilgrimage that will explore the meaning, architecture and history of one of the most exciting buildings in the country. First, you need to find a seat in the nave. So walk down the centre of the nave between the rows of chairs. When you reach the front of the first block of chairs at the crossing, sit down in the first row on the left-hand side. There'll be a kneeler and desk in front of you, and you'll be facing east. If you're in any doubt, please ask one of the cathedral staff for assistance. So switch off now and switch on again when you're seated. Now you'll hear a welcome from the Dean of Winchester.
Welcome to Winchester Cathedral, one of the largest and oldest churches in the world. People have been coming here to worship and pray for over 900 years, and the building has witnessed virtually the whole of English history since the Norman Conquest. It's drawn into its life an extraordinarily rich mixture of kings and statesmen, monks and bishops, priests and poets, artists and craftsmen, saints and sinners. Today it's the home of a vibrant Christian community of quite ordinary people who love and care for this awe-inspiring building. Although you can be with us for only a short time, I hope that you will feel at home in this house of God and take away with you treasured memories that will make you want to return another day.
This audio guide has been specially produced using a binaural technique so that you'll be able to understand and appreciate this magnificent cathedral through its unique acoustics and by tactile exploration. You may have already seen the model and plan of the cathedral and listened to the cassette commentary. During the tour, we can only give you a general view of the cathedral. The guides and vergers will be very pleased to give further information or to help in any way. The information desk is at the west end. Your tour will take you round the cathedral on a clockwise route, and although directions are given for your guidance, you're free to go at your own pace. And please note that while we've tried to take every possible care, we do have to ask users to follow the itinerary at their own risk. This is a very busy place, with thousands of visitors a year from all over the world. More than 600 volunteers help in the cathedral's ministry and smooth running. The organ may be playing and services taking place in the chapels, and for this reason, it's not always possible to gain access to some of the places and features described. Please check with a member of the cathedral staff before starting the tour, and we recommend that someone competent accompanies you on the tour.
A short history of the early cathedral will help you to realise how long this has been a place of worship. Winchester, like many other cathedral cities in England, was a Roman town from about the middle of the 1st century AD. The site was probably already settled as a town by the Celts before the Romans arrived, as they called the city Venta Belgarum, marketplace of the Belgae, while the Saxons later knew it as Wintoncaster. Medieval chroniclers claim that Christianity was established in Winchester in Roman times, but no archaeological evidence of this has been found. In AD 648, Cenwulf, the Christian king of the West Saxons, built a Minster church, later known as Old Minster. Soon after, the bishop's throne was transferred here from Dorchester-on-Thames, and so Old Minster became a cathedral. In about AD 963, Bishop Ethelwold reformed Old Minster as a Benedictine priory, which made it a monastery as well as a cathedral. By the year 1000, Winchester was the capital of England, and Old Minster was one of the largest Anglo-Saxon buildings in the country. It was sited north of the present cathedral and was excavated in the 1960s, and much of its ground plan has been marked out in brick. Soon after the Norman Conquest in 1066, the Norman bishop, Walcolin, began to replace it by an even larger building in Romanesque style. An old minster was demolished when the cathedral was consecrated. It is basically Bishop Walcolin's cathedral, begun in 1079, which you will be exploring. And although much of it has been rebuilt or altered over the centuries, the atmosphere of the Norman cathedral remains. Winchester Cathedral was built to the glory of God, and its form grew out of the requirements of worship and to provide a setting for that worship. There were therefore three distinct functional spaces: the nave for processions and large crowds, the choir for the monastic community, and the side chapels for the daily masses. The form and use of the cathedral is still very similar today, as you will hear. The cathedral is exceptionally long, 556 feet or 168 metres, making it the longest medieval cathedral in Europe. The width across the nave, together with the aisles at the sides, is 85 feet or 26 metres, and the height of the nave vault above you is 78 feet or 24 metres. The building, as you will discover during your tour, is cruciform or cross-shaped. The nave, choir, presbytery, retrochoir and lady chapel and the aisles at their sides form the main upright of the cross from west to east, while the two transepts make up the arms from north to south. Aisles, which are wide paths for access and processions, run all around the main central section. The north nave aisle is to your left and the south nave aisle to your right.
Your tour will take you along the north nave aisle, into the north transept, and up the pilgrim steps to the retrochoir, and on into the lady chapel at the far east end. On your return down the south side, you'll visit the choir, the heart of the cathedral, and the tour will end in the south transept. Each area of the cathedral has its own acoustic fingerprint, caused by differing ceiling heights and surfaces such as large expanses of glass, and some of these will be described when you visit them. Get up now and go to the front of the desk and follow it along to the other end. Then take two or three paces forward to find one of the large nave piers. This is number one on the plan. Stop by this pier. A pier is a mass of supporting stonework for the nave arches and vaulting. Switch off now, and on again when you're standing by the pier.